Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get you some facts right here. Welcome to Song Facts Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie R. Myers. Singer-songwriter Zeta is only 20 years old, but she has already carved out a name for herself in the music industry. Born in Ethiopia and based in Vancouver, Zeta showcases a full range of influences in her singing and songwriting. She released her debut album, Water in the Desert, on March 1st, and it's already gaining critical acclaim. We caught up with Zeta and had a conversation about her approach to songwriting, her love of performing, and what's next for her musically. I was so interested to hear how your environment was a musical inspiration for you, particularly the landscape of British Columbia. Can you talk a little bit about how that's inspired you musically?
Yeah, I think... For me growing up, I always was given an opportunity to be creative, but then also have a wide variety of sports to also express myself in. And I think because of those two things, it's like a necessary form to create with one and the other, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. That sounds like a really interesting juxtaposition growing up.
Yeah.
Can you talk with us a little bit about how your new single, Walls, came about? Really interested in that.
Yeah, so that was a kind of a perfect example of that blend that we're talking about. So I was on an island. We kind of set up a DIY studio with my two producers and my best friend and my mom. So we all went there, and in the morning we'd surf every day, just like at 6 a.m. and then start the session at 11 a.m. and work through till around 10 p.m. So we do that, and then in that session we got Atlantic Times and Walls out at the same time. The start of Walls on the lyrical side was a poem that I'd kicking around for like a year or so, but I was pretty self-conscious about it, and I wasn't as confident to show it with anyone and share it. And then I did, and everyone was like, oh, we can make this into something. Like, yeah, we can obviously make things a little bit more clear here and, you know, expand there and whatnot. So it was a great collaborative effort from everybody.
That's great. And I'm so interested to hear about how that came from a poem. Has that happened previously as far as your songwriting, that being the origin?
Yeah, before I did any singing or piano playing, I did more poetry and creative writing. So that was kind of my vehicle to express the best. And then I just felt like it left less boundaries to get stuck in. And so doing poetry allowed for just an easy flow. You don't have to worry about rhymes. You're just kind of like putting everything down on the paper. And it just allowed for me to be a bit more vulnerable. So that's what I normally do. But sometimes it's different. Sometimes it's a piano track that happens that I make and send off to the producers, and then we collaborate from there, or just vocals. I'll send over like a vocal sample and hey, like mess around with this or something.
And you said in this case you went to an island and to really have that environment. Had you done that previously, and do you like to?
No, I do like to surf. I do like to do that. But no, this time around it was really important for us to have a destination location where we could just sit down and focus on work, because with a lot of the other projects that we worked on, it was like, you know, you have to drive in from somewhere, you leave earlier because you got to go back home, and then people have kids, so they're trying to drop them off at school. So we just blocked this amount of time off and said, okay, we're just going to focus. And then in doing so, you kind of set a healthier standard of creation, which is like making sure you have 3 meals a day, making sure you get out, and like wrap things up. Because you can write a song in 10 minutes, or you can write a song in like a year. And so it's not a matter of time. It's like whatever's most efficient. And that was what we did.
That's a great story. I really like hearing about just how different places inspire recordings, right? So that's so interesting that you got to be able to do that in that environment. I had a question about another song. I thought Sweet Things in Life was such an evocative song. Can you tell our listeners the story of that?
Yeah, that one's pretty unique, I'd say. So it was my birthday, and I was on a group chat, and Chin and Jetty, which is one of the producers, he didn't mean for me to see the text, but he sent it to my mom, not knowing I was there. And so he said, "Hey, I recorded this harpist from Vancouver, and I want to surprise Zeta with like a track that she could write on for her trip to LA." And so I didn't get to hear the track. He didn't put it in like an MP3 or anything like that. He just said he hired this person. So I was like, oh, I've either got to act really surprised or it's going to be really good. And so we get into the session, and he's like, "So for your birthday, I had this harpist come in and do this thing." And I was like, okay, wow. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. This is incredible. Like, absolutely. It's hard to surprise someone with like a track to write on or something like that. But I was so ecstatic over it. And then we hired Kareem to write with us. And so there was the four of us in the studio, and we kind of just passed the mic around. And he came into the session, and I think the first thing he said, he was like, "Have you ever been in love?" And I was like, and he's like, "There we go. We're writing about that, because that was not straightforward." And I was like, "Okay, let's do it." And he's like, "Why? Why this emotion? Why did that all come out of you?" I'm like, "Because I'm awkward, and then also because it's complicated." So that's how that one came about.
And to me, those are two emotions that make for great songs, awkward and complicated.
Thank
Things come
you.
together. So I think it all works out. What is your favorite song that you've ever written? And what is that story behind it?
I have two. Walls is definitely my favorite song because I got to be so vulnerable on that one. And even from a vocal aspect, like we had one day where Brian and Chin were like, "You just gotta like really let go on this song and not worry so much about the pitch or like the key or anything like that, and just like see what happens." And it's like, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. Like, I want to keep it like good, but like steady and straight. And then Chin started, he picked up the mic, and he's like, "See, watch this." And he did like a bunch of like screamo over the track. And I was like, "Whoa, that's insane." We didn't end up keeping it, but he's like, "Yeah, you can do whatever you want with your voice to express to the fullest." And I was like, okay. So I love that one because the vocal production of it was a lot of fun, and the lyrics, just like everything came together at that one. And then Write It in a Letter is the other song that would be my favorite that I've written. It's from the previous project, but it's just like a little special place in my heart that I keep that song for. But everyone was kind of like, "Oh, this is a bit of a sleeper track," but whenever we play it live, it like warms me up.
Is that your favorite song to play live?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Is there a specific song that you play live that you're surprised about the enthusiastic reaction from the crowd?
Yeah, Deep End. People seem to really like when we lean into the rock alternative side of things, especially in the live shows. Like, we'll go there a bit more after the first couple times playing it. But some people are like, "Whoa, everyone else was doing this thing, and then you kind of went here, and like we were not expecting that," or something like that. So that's fun. But
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
You're listening to Song Facts Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie R. Myers, and we're talking to singer-songwriter Zeta.
Can you tell us a little bit about your story as far as your journey into the music industry? You alluded a little bit to it, but I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, so I think, with having great parents that wanted us to express in however ways we could, we always had that palette there and the canvas to just start whenever we wanted. So that was the basic beginnings of how we got into this. But I'd say it was mostly through my mom, because I said I wanted to write, I wanted to sing. And she's a go-getter. She's like, if you want to do something, we're going to do it to the 10th degree. Like, we're going to make sure it's great and you're excited about it and proud of it. So she did a lot of digging, researching, looked into studios around Vancouver. And then I met this guy when I was like 14 or so, and it was through this other musical group. But he said, you know, there's this studio in Vancouver. If you ever want to get real with this, you know, I know you're young or whatever, but like, just let me know and you can come by and see what a studio looks like. And then even to this day, we're still recording at his place, and then we'll go other places and whatnot. But yeah, that was kind of the start of it. And then Rob Darch, which was the studio owner that I'm talking about, he ended up introducing me to Chin and Brian West. Brian's the other producer on the project. So we kind of all came together as a small group of people, and then we all just slowly expanded and it became what it is today, which, it's crazy for me to say.
No, that's great. I love to hear about collaborations and these connections and how that makes things come about. Do you have anybody who you would love to collaborate with, either musicians or producers?
Honestly, I've had a great crew in so far that's still pretty new to me, but I'm really honored to be in their presence. I got to work with Mr. Hudson, and so that was really cool. And then there's a whole bunch of others that I was really grateful to work with, because normally it's by myself. But it'd be fun to write with Erykah Badu or something, just see like where her head's at. It'd be fun. But yeah.
Do you like to play with her live?
Have you? I think I've definitely not played with her live, but I think I'd just be like in awe and everyone would be like, why aren't you playing? I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm looking at Erykah. Just hang on a minute.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
I hear you're gearing up for a show at the prestigious Kennedy Center, which is really exciting.
Yes.
That's so great. Can you talk about how that came about and what that will be like?
Yeah, it was a team effort on everyone's part. Fiona Bloom, which you of course know, she connected me with that organization and kind of put my name through, and then a few others said my name and somehow it happened. I don't really know how these things happen, because it's still like mind-boggling to me, because I'm like from Whistler, Vancouver, to be all the way out in Washington playing tomorrow night, which is wild for me to think about. Yeah, so that's kind of it just fell into place, and I'm really grateful for that opportunity, and I can't wait to show the art, and the fact that it's a day after the album's out is you know, crazy.
And can I ask, what are you most excited about as far as the album, in terms of how the public receives it or anything else?
Definitely performing it live, I think, because I've, been in the studio recording it so much, and when you're in your little box with the microphone and whatnot, so just really intimate, and I'm just excited to finally show the other side of the visual aspects and the live, and what do the players look like, what do we sound like, all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
And did I hear that you will also be at South by Southwest?
Yes, yeah. We started out with one, and then we're like, oh, I don't know if we should, if it's a long way for one. And then slowly and surely there's a few other ones, and we're like, okay, we are fully booked here, and we get like one off day. And so yeah, I'm really excited for that. And then I'm flying back to my hometown to do a little EP album release party on the 16th. So yeah, it's all coming together.
That's great. What music or musicians have you been listening to lately, and who are your inspirations?
I probably would butcher his name, so you can correct me, but I'm assuming it's probably French name, so I'm going to say Jean Dawson. But I have said Jean Dawson before. He's incredible. I love his music. It really, even his videos, they just have this grittiness, and because of my project and actually being able to direct music videos with the other directors, I can totally appreciate the indie feel, but the grandness and the cinematic imagery. So I love his stuff. Big fan of SZA, of course. Who else? Let's see. Fiona Apple. I like her. Been listening to her production and whatnot. So yeah, just an eclectic mix of artists.
You talked a little bit about music videos and how you like to have a vision for those. Do you go into those always having a creative vision? Do you have ideas for future concepts? What is that like for you in terms of process?
So it's kind of funny because this circles back into the sports realm of like how this comes together, but the videographers and the directors that we hired, they know us from like the sports world and capturing skiers on film and all that kind of stuff. So they're coming in with this edge, like I was explaining, and then we're coming in with this like poetic storytelling, and that coming together is just like a really fun collaborative approach. Yeah, so sometimes I go in the studio nowadays since making videos, and I'll be like, oh, this would be kind of visually represented this way. But really, we sit down, we all get a piece of paper, we talk about what everyone thinks the song is about. I'll be like, whoa, that's crazy. I didn't even think you could perceive it that way. I love that. I like this. And then this is how I thought it was going to be. So yeah, and then we'll write it down, and then the day we'll just kind of do a shot list and try to get everyone's idea in, and then we'll consolidate it. And usually we're just like flabbergasted with how grand and beautiful it is. So yeah.
What's the best concert, if you've had to narrow it down, what's the best concert you've ever seen?
I saw Janelle Monáe at UBC in Vancouver, and I was like, whoa, that's incredible. I loved it. Like all of her tech guys were in like these costumes that were in the theme of, it was stunning. I also love seeing Charles Bradley in Whistler at the local stage there, which is actually pretty big and brings a lot of people in. So that would, those two, I'd say.
This is a bigger, big picture question, but where do you see yourself ideally in your career in 5 years?
I'm still coming up as a songwriter for myself, but eventually I would love to songwrite for more artists and more of my projects. I'm not as good at production yet, but I do admire it so much. So eventually, I think any form of music, any form of visual arts, is something that I dream of. So I'm not too picky about like I've got to be the superstar. I think I just need to live and breathe music in whatever form possible. And right now, this is the one that I love the most, which is being up front, but I also enjoy being behind the scenes too.
Is there anything thematically that you would like to write about, songwriting wise, that you haven't yet, but that it's on your horizon?
I think I really admire the greater artists from, 10, 20 years ago, and there's a lot more push to write politically and to get your point across and unite more. I think it's always easier to write about love songs and like what you feel internally and what you think is going on in your little bubbles. But I think eventually I would like to be able to open the door more to those concepts and not always have an internal view of, as a songwriter and think externally too as well. But that's a hard songwriting angle to go because there's so many views in the world and there's so many things people want to say, but ideally everything I write has meaning and is powerful.
Is there anything else you want our listeners to know about, including upcoming projects or just otherwise things you're engaged in?
Well, it's I mean the album's out, which is the biggest thing, and yeah, I've been dreaming about it for like 5 years, so I think that's the biggest thing on the horizon right now, and just being able to perform it as much as possible. But you've covered a lot of bases, and you've had wonderful questions, so I've enjoyed talking to you.
Great to speak with Zeta. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Song Facts Podcast. And if you did, tell a friend and share this episode. As always, we're proud to be a member of the Pantheon Podcast Network. Check out our brother and sister podcasts on Pantheon, including my other podcast, Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes. Thank you so much for listening to Song Facts. And for the stories behind the songs, go to songfacts.com. See you next episode. Peace.
Get you Song Facts. Get your song fast right here.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.